11:27. Arriving passengers may be met at baggage claim area 1. Thank you.
It was a busy day. We just arrived in Vegas. The flight was awesome. Now we're gonna head to the hotel, get some good night to sleep, and then train tomorrow, get ready for this big battle. At least the first day we get here, it's only me and Nina. You know, we're strong together. This is the second time I passed Christmas here in Vegas, always was in a good way. It's gonna be fun.
Sunday, I usually come to Crossing Church. I like all the people here and come to pray, sing. Yeah, I pray every day, but Sunday I have a nice time with everybody at the church, bring God with you, and the time for me with family.
Thank you so much, God, for sending your son Jesus as a baby to come and rescue us.
It's about my 10th flight with her now. You know, she's getting literally better every time. I know everyone says, oh, this is the best shape, this is the best me, the best version. Truly, this is, I see a better and better version of her every time, and this fight is above and beyond the best Chris Cyborg I've ever seen, and that's in every department, the mentally, the physical, the speed, the condition. Man, people always say this sport is 90% mental. You realize as you get older how mental this sport is, and she's doing such a better job at controlling her emotions and her energies. She's got it right. She's got the formula. She's got it figured out.
Today we fly to the Grand Canyon. It's about a 45 minutes flight, and then we will land at our very exclusive landing spot before we head back to Las Vegas. So you get some awesome views.
Oh, this is crazy. This is so much fun. Oh shit, oh shit. Thank you, Las Vegas.
Oh, no. There's a Las Vegas.
Oh, this is crazy. Wow. Look at the view, man. This is just amazing. It's amazing. Unbelievable.
And we will land about 3,000 feet below the rim line of the canyon.
Oh, you'll see, you'll see.
I hope everybody enjoyed the ride so far. You're free to explore whatever you like to do. The canyon is yours.
Thank you, appreciate that.
This is an amazing experience. I'm so glad I can get to do this now before my fight against Jones. It's just like, you feel rich when you have a dream fight coming up and you can see these places.
Absolutely.
You feel rich. Do they have any snakes here, by the way?
Yeah, rattlesnakes, yeah. Be careful.
He has to go first to see if it's
a bit safe.
If it's safe or not.
If I fall, then you know.
And it's a refreshness, I need it. You know, we just a couple of ways from the fight now, and everything with the Kuwaka is boring. So this is making you laugh a little bit more and a smiley face.
Ready to go?
Mm-hmm. I'm ready to go.
I have to do this again. I have to bring my family and I'm going to do this every time I'm in Vegas. I'm going to do this trip for sure. Guys, hey, guys, you sit in that front row in a chopper and you're watching your phone. What the fuck? Enjoy your view instead. I could be sitting there. guys are crazy. Been in Vegas for a couple of times, but I've never seen it. This view.
Yeah.
Amazing.
How was the Grand Canyon?
It was
good.
Lovely.
Hey, man, how are you?
Good to see you again.
What's up, buddy? Good to see you.
How are you doing?
How are we doing?
Good. So did you hear what's going on?
Yeah, I read it.
Do you understand what's going on?
Let's walk through it, the whole thing. We're getting bits and pieces, so assume we know nothing.
Well, you're fighting in L.A., not Las Vegas. So we'll figure out the logistics of that stuff. And basically, John Jones, he has had 8 drug tests in 6 months, and they've been negative. He just popped for a metabolite, which all the experts say you couldn't possibly take the amounts that John Jones, it's impossible to even take the amount that he's popping for.
Setting all that aside, look, this isn't Dana making this call, Hunter, me, we're repeating what the experts have told us. Mm-hmm. There's no evidence of any readmission. It likely came before the last one, July 2017, and zero evidence that it's performance enhancing.
If this is as clear as it is, I guess the one question we're all having is why is Las Vegas
Go ahead.
We find out about this super late in the game. So when we get it here, we have to bring it to Nevada. Nevada basically says, this is why he's not suspended, by the way, in Nevada. They literally say, we understand what we're looking at. This is the week of Christmas. We don't have enough time to put the entire commission together to review this.
And Christmas Eve is tomorrow.
Yeah.
And this four of the guys aren't even in the state.
Right.
Four of the commissioners.
And this would be an issue that would have to go to the commission in front of the panel. We don't have the time to do it. So this is what we're going to do.
Because if they believe that there was a violation here, they would say John Jones can't fight in California either.
Right. There would be reciprocity issues on top of that.
So just so we're clear here, this isn't about me. And it's not about keeping the fucking fight on. I'm gonna have a fight either way, and I don't gotta go to fucking LA. But it's not fair to you. And it's definitely not fair to John either. He didn't do anything wrong. We have every expert on fucking earth saying he didn't do anything wrong. So the fight should happen. But if you have any fucking doubts in your mind, we can cancel this thing and do it in fucking March.
Okay. Andreas, do you have any thoughts or questions right now?
No.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for your time.
All right, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.